The alarm woke me from a short, shallow slumber. The first stealthy sliver of pale morning light crept in through the blinds, falling on Robert asleep beside me, the sound of his teeth grinding in my ear. Had he popped his mouthguard in before we passed out? I couldn't remember. Everything was a blur so early in the morning, after so long a night. Reluctant to leave the heat of our bodies under the duvet, I reached out and grasped for my phone, finding it on the nightstand between my spare asthma inhaler and a pump jar of lube. Battery almost depleted, it blinked the time, 5 a.m. For a moment, I was tempted to hit snooze, but I knew better. It was too easy to surrender to the lure of 5 more minutes and wake 5 hours later in the harsh, unforgiving glare of morning. And that wouldn't do. If I hurry, I can beat reality before it wakes up for breakfast, I thought. Summoning my willpower, I eased myself from Robert's arms and slid out of bed. I fished my discarded bra and panties off the leather easy chair, peeled my tights off the nubbly red poof, and scooped up my dress, a puddle of black on the living room rug. In the dim light, I slipped on last night's clothing like a ninja, practiced, silent, quick. I could do this with my eyes closed. From the debris of our Friday night, Robert's empty beer cans, the ends of our stubbed out joints, which he always rolled so deftly, and my single glass of whiskey, which he always poured for me Irish style with a drop of water, I plucked a few things to tuck into my bag. The half-empty bottle of Nika from the barrel, a lacy white thong with fake pearls strung along an open slit, a purple double-ended dildo. "You said you would never," Robert had said last night, after we collapsed against each other in bed, panting and exhausted. "Do you remember you told me that on our second date?" "I did? That feels like ages ago." "We were in the basement at Radion," he reminded me. "You asked me what my deepest, darkest fantasy was. When I told you, you said, 'Sorry, but that's never going to be me.'" "Oh, right. I remember. I didn't see the point in pretending to have a dick." He had laughed. "You sure didn't look like you were pretending." "Yeah, well, this thing turned out to be plenty of fun for everyone.